Yeah, all right. Okay.
So this episode, okay, y'all ready?
Okay, so what are we going to start with?
What episode are we going to be on?
Is this like episode 1?
Episode 1.
Episode 9.
Episode 9. This is episode 9.
Yeah, it is.
Himawari Uzumaki. A really important character. She's been getting a lot of attention lately, especially with this chapter of her. What chapter is this? Chapter 8? The end of chapter 8, where the cliffhanger, the to be continued, is a panel of Himawari. Oh,
every single one of these chapters has had such a good cliffhanger at the end.
I think that's what makes people like hook them to come back and see the next one. With all mangas, it's essential to have a good cliffhanger.
It would be funny if every single chapter had a cliffhanger at the end.
All of Boruto so far has had that, because I think they release it monthly, so it kind of gives you that thing where like every month you're looking forward to the end of next month because you know that new chapter is coming.
The pacing too is so good, and I absolutely hate leaks. Like, people like leaks, whatever, but it just ruins the hype. I barely looked at leaks, and when I went to read the chapter this time, I got a lot of information, and I think it was a much better experience.
I'm pretty sure the chapter loses like maybe like half of the views it's supposed to get from leaks, because then people read the leaks but they don't read the official like chapter itself.
And this is the magic of it as well. So you're excited for the whole thing, and then the main points of the chapter get leaked. You instantly just think, oh, now you don't have that urgency to read the chapter as soon as it comes out, because now you already know the main points of what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you get a little bit of leaks and you see some, if you do your best to avoid them, I promise you, when you read the chapter, because I did today, chapter 8 came out today, March 20th, 2024, and it was a really good experience reading it, seriously. So, who's on the cover? It was Jura?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the little tree, world tree clone, yeah.
I will say the fit is dripped up. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is. It is fire. I do quite like the designs that they're using for this one.
Yeah.
For the
like,
cover,
I feel like they upscale.
For the cover of the chapter?
Yeah. Look at the drip that they got for the Shinju.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see Bug's Shinju, because he can deflect. He's literally a bug in Ada's system, where he can see when she's using her power to watch him or others. Yeah.
Do you think that's specific to the Shinju, to like one Shinju, or do you think all of them can use it?
I think it was just Bug, if I remember correctly. Okay, so with Himawari, I will say Himawari is my favorite Boruto character. I am not joking. Because I've always seen a lot of potential with her, and within the anime, they like made her really like cute and stuff. But there was a lot of foreshadowing they had with her anytime they would feature her in the anime.
Yeah.
It all
went to like the climax, like during the Daemon incident.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I don't even know if that's climax. They're gonna obviously beat that up.
No, like,
but
climax of like the original Boruto series, like not climax of the entirety.
So
like, they showed that clip as like a teaser, and then they just like stopped.
Yeah. So when Daemon, this was Daemon's first time meeting Himawari, and it was Boruto and Himawari walking, and Daemon literally was like, who was he going to attack? He was going to attack them or something. And then something inside, he said something inside the Himawari scared him off or something. Like, she had a lot of power.
And then, like, somebody of your caliber should have been able to dodge that attack.
That's what he said.
He sensed some sort of Bijou chakra. I don't know, but I'm guessing that he has.
No, no, that's what
I don't know how this. I don't know how it works, but
yeah.
I think he inherited some sort of like heavy Bijou chakra, while Boruto maybe inherited what was that thing called? The Jogan? Was it Jogan? The eye? Yeah. So I think that's kind of like
how it went. Was it Oneri that helped like Boruto unlock it, or was it like Born?
I think he was born with it because he had it since his academy days. It's like literally it shows up, I think, like in one of the very first few episodes of Boruto. I think like the very first one it shows up him already with the Jogan.
Yeah, no, but that's like that's the first panel, like when it, that's like during the time skip.
No. Remember when people start like getting like in the anime. When the people start getting like possessed and stuff and doing all sorts of weird stuff, it already shows up there.
Yeah.
That's in the very first few episodes.
The Jogan appeared a few times. It appeared a few times in the anime. But Himawari, so the thing is that in this chapter, chapter 8, Jura, his goal was to find Naruto Uzumaki. And they went to the village, and Jura says, I can sense it. I know where he is. And Hidari is following along. And they go around.
Wait, should we mention that he wasn't looking specifically for Ninetales Bijuu Chakra? He was just looking for Bijuu Chakra.
I don't know. Yes, you're right. So, yeah, you're right. So
that means it's not confirmed that she has Ninetales chakra, but it's confirmed that she has some type of Bijuu chakra.
You think it would be passed down to her? Because if it was a Ninetales, then that means Boruto would also have it. But if it's not, I always, because I thought it was like a huge foreshadowing thing in the anime. With the one-tailed Shukaku or something.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a huge foreshadow that like that would be a thing.
Her being a one-tailed Chinchuriki or like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one-tails isn't that strong of a Chinchuriki.
Like, yeah, so...
Like if you look at the chart that... Like the pie chart that people make of how much chakra of the ten-tails... each tailed beast has, the one-tailed has like an obsolete amount of chakra compared to like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. So if it is the Ninetales,
you know, what I feel like is so Himawari, right? Since she has black hair, she might have like the genes of Hinata like more dominant than Naruto's. So since Naruto, I don't know, since he still has six pad sage mode, he might still have all the chakra of each tailed beast. So I think that when they made Himawari, since Himawari got the dominant genes of Hinata combined with like the recessive genes of Naruto plus all the nine tailed beasts, it might have created like maybe a hybrid type of Bijuu. Okay, that's like a crazy theory, but.
No, that's interesting. That's interesting. I can see that happening. Especially because she had like such a good connection with Shukaku. You know, that whole episode when she was playing around with Shukaku and that sort of stuff. I definitely think that they sort of like sense something within each other.
Yeah, no, for sure. The thing is, if it is the Ninetales, it wouldn't be Kurama. It would probably be a different... You know what I'm saying? It might be something else. Because Kurama is dead.
Okay, so... This has to be like a plot device, kind of. Because if it's the Ninetales and they're up against character is past Jigen level, if they just give her regular Ninetales, it might not be enough to, like, be a dominant character. Like, they have to, like, bring her up to a power level where it's, like, blatantly obvious that she's gonna be...
I mean, she has to be Yakugan. That's, like, Otsutsuki 101 right there already.
Yeah.
So if we look at the original concept for Boruto, there's like that original one where we saw Sarada's Mangekyo. We saw like what Mitsuki, Green Mitsuki, and then we saw Boruto in Ninetales mode. So
like that artwork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that pretty much kind of confirms where we're going with this.
I think they might have retconned Barto having it and maybe moved it to Himawari.
Because,
like, that was, like, really early Barto.
It was. And the thing is, I feel like it would only make sense if Himawari has it, so does Barto, because they both have a... like the whisker marks on their cheeks.
Also, what I said, I didn't say it here, but I said it in like DMs with Zuki. So what I said was that there's like a theory that after Momoshiki placed his karma on Baruto, it kind of hid or like disguised the same potential that Daemon felt from Himawari. Like he could have felt the same potential from Baruto, but since Baruto has the karma of Momoshiki, it kind of disguised or hid that potential.
The potential from who? Momoshiki? Like, Boruto and Momoshiki?
Like Baruto's own potential. Like kind of how like Daemon felt Himawari's own potential.
So you're saying that because he has a karma, it kind of like, because he's like Otsutsuki, it kind of takes away from the
from like the presence of the potential.
Yeah. The way Himawari had it. But I mean, yeah, I'm
Himawari
telling you.
Himawari didn't have like anything that was like blocking her potential presence.
I feel like it would be both of them though. Like they'd both have it and it somehow, I don't know how, but somehow they would get their own bijus and it could be like a fox or whatever.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying they both have the potential, but Baruto's potential is hidden by Momoshiki. Like, the presence of Momoshiki overrides the presence of the potential, but Himawari doesn't have anything like that, so you just feel her presence.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Wait, also, didn't Daemon only feel the presence, like, one time?
Well, that was the only time
he didn't say like the presence coming off of you. He says the presence that I just felt.
Yes, but that was the only time they interacted with each other.
No, but he felt the presence even before they interacted.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that only that time. Like it seems like they probably haven't hung out or talked or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, who knows what happened during a time skip? We never know.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Let's also talk about something else. What do you think Ada would talk about with Boruto?
And from the latest chapter 8.
Where she said she's going to have a talk with him.
It seems like she is going to tell him I don't know exactly, but I mean, it kind of seems like she has a crush on him now. Something like, you know, the charm that Kawaki had. And
yeah,
I mean, wouldn't it be crazy if he got to make an omnipotence wish? Like,
the same thing that Kawaki did, or the same thing would happen to Baruto during the conversation?
Well, I don't know
I think
if it'd
that's
be
already being set up.
I don't know if
sorry, go ahead.
I don't know if that's... No, you can go ahead.
No, it's just because in the very first few panels, they go, oh, you look really cool now. You're really cool. And then it straight away, it switches onto her eye. He says something, it switches onto her eye. So I feel like her power is sort of like flickered because I think she doesn't have like full control of it yet, or she doesn't know how to use it maybe. So as soon as she kind of like heard that kind of like statement from him, let me just pull up the chapter just so I can see
specifically
what he said.
Yeah. So what I was also thinking was in the chapter, like after she says that Boruto's so cool, or like what he did was so cool, after Kawaki like yells at Ada, like quit standing around. So I feel like that kind of enforces how Kawaki treats Ada, and then enforces how she feels about Boruto.
So the thing
he
is,
goes, I'm yeah.
The thing is that that Kawaki told Ada to use her power to find Mitsuki. And that way he can find Boruto. So when she did that, she was watching Boruto. And Boruto was like telling Mitsuki, I'm your son. And that made her this is very important. I guarantee they'll do it in the anime. They zoomed in on her eye and they gave her a little glimmer on it. I'm sure that's like a little wish unlock you can use for omnipotence. It kind of looks like a heart. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a heart. But the thing is, Kawaki got mad at Ada because he's trying to figure it out. And she didn't say anything to Kawaki about Boruto. She didn't say what she heard or nothing. She kind of protected him.
Yeah. I'm looking at a chapter right now for anything.
So I wonder how like Himawari would feel.
Oh, do you guys also want to talk about how Mitsuki, like the conversation between Mitsuki and Ada or Ada, whatever.
We can in a second, but I want to talk about Himawari. Because her episode. So Himawari, during the time skip, I'm guessing she lives alone, kind of like Naruto.
Yeah.
You know, like she's all alone.
Yeah, like in that like apartment type.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not in the apartment. She would probably live in her own house. But
no, think about it, bro. Maybe the house, maybe not. I don't know. But well, yeah, she's living in the house. They have all the memory books and pictures. Those didn't change, you know, that kind of is a little confirmation. But I can't imagine that she would act like Naruto and just make herself ramen every night or something. You know, she might even have a little frog purse or something to keep her money in or something. I feel like she would act a lot like Naruto. Lonely.
Yeah.
Has no one. Because Kawaki don't care. He's not going to be over there. He's living out at the mansion that they gave him.
Yeah.
So it must have been these past, like, what, 3 years? Must have been very depressing and sad for Himawari.
Especially since it happened to her, like, at 10 years old.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Sasuke as well, right? Like, kind of the same thing. Loses everyone. You're living on your own at such a young age. Yeah, Sasuke.
Yeah. Because
Sasuke and Naruto. Yeah. No, but Sasuke and Naruto, yeah.
I feel like the story of Himawari kind of mimics the story of Sasuke, how like her brother like killed everyone the same for Sasuke.
Yeah. No, really. They everyone paints him out to be the bad guy. And she's living in that house with like pictures of Boruto everywhere and stuff. And it's like, you know, I don't know if she's picked up on it. There was that one panel in one of the earlier chapters in Two Blue Vortex where she says, well, like, Boruto doesn't seem that bad or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, she thinks that Barto isn't the one who killed her parents or something like that. Or that her parents are alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she definitely knows. She has to know. The chakra stuff is all linked. Something like that.
Who do you guys think Jura is?
I have no idea.
We know that he's not Ishiki or Jigen because his chakra signature was unknown and the sensory team already detected
the
chakra of Ishiki.
I'll tell you who it is. It's okay. the Jubi. It's the Ten Tails Jubi. It's his form, his own form of a human being. But he's got the feet like that and shit. It's the Ten Tails being form. And I'm guessing he just used himself to, or themselves, to clone other beings by.
Wait, I have an idea. The reason that the Ten Tails as a humanoid looks like Jigen is because Jigen is the one who abused the Ten Tails. So Ten Tails is taking the form of his abuser.
Maybe. That's a good one. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I just thought of it.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. But I'm thinking it's his own perception of a human. But he just made, he has his own feet and hands are different. It's definitely the claw marks potential that unlocked him to do that, unlocked the Jubi to do that. But about Himawari, I can imagine. I really want to see this. If the Two Blue Vortex anime does have like fillers or canon episodes, anime canon, it would be cool to see like some of the like time skip stuff of Himawari, like how she, or maybe not time skip, but like, you know, her now, and see how she's living all alone, yeah, eating ramen. Like,
yeah, we need like a vlog of Himawari, you know.
Yeah, but exactly. But I mean, it's crazy that Boruto has been cooking for 3 years. He's been waiting. He's been taking his time.
I feel like, what if Boruto was watching the leaf, but he just needed like a moment where he like had an opening to come to the leaf.
Boruto. He's popped up the beginning of Two Blue Vortex. He popped up when he noticed that, like, all right, shit's hitting the fan. This planet is about to die if I don't do something.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he showed up. And maybe his Jogon allows him to be watching the village or something crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we don't know if he already unlocked his Jogon because he just keeps his right eye shut, and we have like no confirmation that.
I feel like the Jogon would literally be like he can use dimensions, but it's an eye. Like, he can watch other dimensions, maybe pop up there. I don't know, but he can use it to watch into other dimensions, kind of like Ada's eye, and like watch other people and stuff, something like that.
Wait.
So, Buck Hunter, do you have any other things you want to talk about for Himawari?
Yeah. So I think with Himawari as well, and with Boruto, obviously I don't know how far as it goes in terms of like his sensing abilities, but I think he can sort of sense some sort of signature within Boruto's chakra. So if he can sense that his chakra is not too different from hers. So they've definitely been alluding to the fact that she's discovering that Kawaki isn't who she thinks she is, you know? And obviously, if she can sense Boruto's chakra, you know, she can definitely tell that they're quite similar, and she's starting to question that herself. And I think in one of the chapters, she actually questions it. In one of the chapters in Blue Vortex, she actually goes around and questions it a little bit, where she's like, oh, you know, he doesn't seem like such a bad guy. He doesn't, you know, my memories are betraying what people are actually telling me about him or whatever. And I definitely think that she has like kind of like a sixth sense, if you will, in the sense where she can actually, her intuition is leaning towards, you know, and let's be honest as well, like we can't assume that these characters are stupid either. You can see that they have like similar like facial features and this sort of stuff. So she can actually see, well, we actually look like pretty similar. And I don't know, but I think you mentioned this earlier, where she's in the house and everything like that, yeah, probably by her own. And I don't think Ada's, I'm going to call it spell, but it's a jutsu, whatever. I don't think a jutsu would like overwrite, you know, it doesn't overwrite documents and pictures and this sort of stuff.
No, it doesn't.
So she's seeing pictures of them when they grew up and all this sort of stuff, and Kawaki is around, and she's thinking, yo, what the hell, what is this? This doesn't add up, you know, because she's getting to that age where she's not really a kid anymore. She's already like kind of like, you know, thinking for herself a little bit more, you know what I mean? But she's not just like blindly following what people tell her. So she's starting to question things a bit more because she's kind of like more grown up, you know.
Yeah.
What I want to add is her sixth sense, as you called it. I feel like because of how the Byakugan works, like it sees everything, I feel like that sixth sense, every Hyuga should have that type of sixth sense, because it kind of like it makes sense since it like goes along with the Byakugan. And Himawari right now, I'm pretty sure she's like the only Hyuga we've seen in the Tubu Vortex so far. And I don't think we've seen any other Hyugas other than Naruto. I mean, other than Baruto.
In Blue Vortex? No, I don't think so.
Not in Blue Vortex.
It makes sense that all Hyugas have this type of sixth sense because of how the Byakugan works.
Where they can, like, really hope.
Where they have, like, really good intuition.
I really hope that they bring out like a chapter where they show her like training, like, you know, doing like the six palms and, you know, using her Byakugan and this sort of stuff.
They did show like her training, but there was no like Byakugan action.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, this is kind of like a bother of mine, but kind of like a pet peeve, I guess. But one thing that really bothers me in Naruto is the fact that they focus so much on the Sharingan, and they just basically like just give a shit about the Byakugan or anything else.
Yeah, the Byakugan was made to be a contender with the Sharingan, but then they gave like the Sharingan like everything, like lore and everything, and then the Byakugan just stayed the same, other than like the Tensei Gun. But that's a really unique power up.
You know, with Shippuden, it was more of Naruto story, more of Hagoromo in the earth. I mean, this one has to do with the earth, but there's a lot of reference to the moon. There's in the moon had Hamura and the Osusuki clan with the Byakugan, and that's where
Shippuden focused on Sharingan, and then Boruto focuses on
Byakugan. I really feel like Boruto's gonna focus on Hamura. It's more of the Osusuki side of things, where Hagoromo was the Sage of Six Paths who roamed the earth.
It's kind of like Naruto unlocked half of the story, and then Baruto is going to unlock
the rest of the story. Exactly. And that's where we get the more stuff with the Byakugan and more. I think the last one with Shippuden, like why it was so good, is because it was like power, action, whatever. And like, cool, like this one is too, but I feel like this one's more spiritual. Like,
you know what I liked in Naruto, and I hope that they do it as well with Boruto, and I think they will do it, is the fact that if you read the first, let's say you got all 72 volumes of Naruto in front of you, yeah? And you just pick up volume one, and you pick up volume 72 and you just read those two, but you've read all the other ones in between, but you're just reading these two for the moment. You notice that there's a clear link, like a circular link between the first and the last. So there's a proper like tie-in from the very beginning all the way to the end. And there's constant referencing throughout the whole thing, from the first to the last volume. And mm-hmm. I really hope that they keep that thing going. And I think you're really, really spot on when you're saying that, you know, they're kind of like showing us half of the lore in one side, and they might show us half of the lore in the other side. And I really hope that Naruto, if it goes beyond Boruto, it goes into like interplanetary stuff, and it shows more about like Natsuki stuff. I absolutely would love if like we became like some sort of like, I don't know, like planet warring ninjas or whatever.
No, dude, there ain't no way they should turn it into some type of Star Wars ninja stuff. That'd be crazy.
No, I think Naruto's already going to go with that stuff. Because like, even though we just finished the pre-time skip, that still had a lot of info. So I think that the time skip is going to give us like maybe 2 times more info. Because like the Naruto pre-time skip was only like 3-4 years worth of content. No, actually more than that, like six, 5 years. But then like Shippuden was like a lot of content, like about like 17 years of content or something like that.
Yeah, it really was. But I heard Boruto was going to be shorter.
The time skip? No, they said that was the original plan to make Boruto end at like 200 manga chapters total. But I don't know if they're going to stick with that, with the amount of lore they have.
I thought it was going to be like 27 volumes whole, and we're already like 20 volumes there.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it like 30? They wanted to
end in 30 volumes. They definitely have the potential. Like, if they do the story they're doing now, like just how they did the Indra and Ashura and like Madara and like Obito, like everyone's backstories, like if we get like different backstories within the Otsutsukis, like the history and lore behind that, you know, I think they have a lot of potential to fill up a lot of space with the content they can provide, rather than just everything with the manga. Like the anime, I hope they make it really nice, like they add anime canon and they have like stuff like that in there, and we get to see, you know, Himawari, stuff like that.
I mean, 27 volumes is actually like a quite good number, and it's easy to collect. But I want more. Yeah,
but I don't know if it'll fit that much info. Like, with the amount of lore they have presented, I don't know if they'll be able to cover everything.
Yeah. So is there any last like topics you guys want to talk about Himawari?
I don't know if I'm tripping about this, but did he ever have like an awakening type of thing?
I don't think so. I know she had her little...
What do you mean moment by awakening?
Sort of like, you know how... Wasn't the scene
she knocked out Naruto and Kurama?
I'm not talking about Kurama in specific. So remember, like Sukuna, or you could even take like Sakura's example, where they have like that kind of like inner, like alternative, like personality within themselves. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I can't remember now, but I think Himawari had like a little scene like that, and I think that might be like a little bit, I can't remember, like, but I think that could be like actually quite a big showcase for potentially her having a Ninetales. And again, like the thing with what's his name, the demon actually realizing another thing that's fun, little fun fact, because his name is Demon, right? Like literally Demon, right? And he recognizes danger. straight away. So this guy is personified as a demon, right? And he personifies something greater, bigger than him, a bigger danger. So what is he sensing? Is he sensing, what are demons scared of? They're scared of something that is godly, something more powerful than them. So what is he actually sensing within Imawari? Do you know where I'm going to? Yeah, do you know where I'm coming
like,
from?
What did he sense from Imawari? Like, what power did he...
Yeah.
What power could be inside Himawari that would scare Damon? Because it can't be like the Ninetales or something like that, because that's like light work for Damon.
Are you saying our minds are gonna be blown probably chapter 10? They might release that info.
Oh, I think that's a bit too early.
Because look, Jura's face to face with Himawari. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen now. Like, you know how when Naruto would, like, when he didn't tame the Ninetales and he would go into that Ninetales mode, the red, like, chakra? Like, yeah, and like he can't really control it? Like, something like that might happen with Himawari. Because she might not even know.
Wait, you guys know how, whenever so Itachi did this thing for Sasuke? Where, like, anytime Sasuke's Sharingan would see, sense Obito, it would put Amaterasu onto Obito. What if, like, Jura appearing in front of Himawari will, like, unlock something in Himawari?
Well, yeah. No, seriously. I think within chapter, maybe not chapter 9, but maybe. Maybe chapter 9.
Like there has to be something in chapter 9 because that's directly. After what's happened, because like they're face to face, so it has to be.
Or chapter 9 could lead up to it, and then chapter 10 reveals it.
Yeah, what would chapter 9 like? 10. How would chapter 9 lead up?
Because chapter 10's like, 10's a good number, so I think I think they're just trying. I mean, it would make sense if they spread it out, like because it wouldn't just focus on this. In chapter 9, it can go around to like different characters and we see what's going on here and there. But chapter 10,
if chapter 9 shows a conversation between Ada and Boruto and then like chapter 10 panels back to Himawari and Jura?
No, I think I don't know, it'll leave with a cliffhanger, but I think in chapter 9, we'll see updates for it. For sure, for both of those things. But I think chapter 10 is when it gets revealed, like, what Himawari does.
Yeah. So, is there anything else to talk about?
No, I think we're going to end the Himawari episode here. I think we're just maybe not under an hour. Maybe. I'm not sure. Not really checking right now, but thank you for listening this far. If you like listening to the Boruto podcast, you can join the Discord. You can even join in on the podcast. We're also on
you can
Spotify.
Also like you can also talk. You can also like tell us about topics you would like to see.
Yeah,
and then also you can join the podcast as like guests. So we can talk about topics you would like to talk about.
We take everything into account. If we announce an episode and you don't feel comfortable with even talking on mic, but you want us to talk about some of the topics and questions that you have, we can do it.
If the topic isn't like too expanded upon, we could include it inside as like a subtopic inside a episode as well.
Yeah. So thank you for tuning in. This special episode of Himawari, and we'll see you later.